At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? His name is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you? How's it going?
How's everything going with you today, honey?
Oh, I'm just waking myself up with some lovely McDonald's iced coffee, which I am drinking out of a Watch What Crappens tumbler thing. Isn't it so cute? It's actually adorable.
It is really cute. And you know, most people put their wine in there. That's what you have a roadie in. Okay.
Yeah.
That is what you take your alcohol in the car.
Yeah.
That's how you take it in.
I feel like I'm Lisa Rinna. We're doing Crappens on Demand, so this is on video, which is why Ronnie can see me holding up this little adorable cup. It looks like I've got three hands holding it up. Isn't that weird? It looks like there's like a third hand in there. But I feel like I'm like Lisa Rinna, be like, hey, get your tumbler and your dusters. On QVC, how are you? How are you, product placement?
Yeah, go get those over at crappensmerch.com. You can find that link at watchwithcrappens.com. That's also where you will find a schedule and ticket links for our live tour. We just had a weekend in LA and San Diego. Those were such fun shows. Thank you so much to everybody who came and gave us a great night over there. We're coming up next week. We're going to St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago, followed the next week, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, and Denver. Okay?
Oh my goodness.
Go get your tickets. We're going every place. Okay? And there's a whole bunch of cities other than that, too. So just go see if your city's there. Okay? And then come to the show.
And keep an eye out on our social media, because that's usually where we first announce what shows we'll be recapping at our live shows. We haven't figured it out yet. We haven't even started thinking about that because we're still getting out of our LA hangover. But we'll probably have an update. There's like Bravo, of course. This is one of those moments where Bravo transition moments between seasons where Bravo's throwing like a million shows at us, and we have to figure out how we can recap them without losing our minds. So
yeah,
just stay tuned.
And, you know, we just never know, because like this week there's no OC on. Why is there no OC on?
Why?
Nobody knows really.
Know.
They're taking a lot of breaks, so
right.
But it's not on, and instead we're gonna be recapping Below Deck Sailing for the week. So you just never know when a schedule is just gonna up and change on you.
Nature finds a way. You know?
It sure does.
But we do want to see you at our shows. We're excited for those. Yes. And today. Go on.
Today is Real Housewives of New Jersey. Okay. It is season 12, episode 4, for those of you who need it. And it's a real humdinger of an episode. Okay.
Yeah.
I laughed.
I mean, this is also, I'm like, this is like our third Jersey recap in like 4 days for us, because we did the LA show, then we re-recorded the LA show, and now we're doing this. It's just like, wow, it's a lot of Jersey in our lives right now. But where we left off was that there was this fight that was happening at Jackie's quote unquote keg party, where Dolores was like, you know, don't talk to this. Don't talk to, I don't need to hear it from this. Don't call me this. Don't call me this. Don't call me this. And we come back, like, is Dolores going to punch Jackie in the face? Is she going to say that instead of this? Who knows?
Yeah, because Dolores is going to, what are you going to do about it? Like, getting in her face and doing all that kind of stuff. So Bonino's like, Frank, Dolores is off the chains. You know, so Frank, I was going to say run over, but he doesn't. He just like, over. And he's like, Dolores. Yeah. Dolores, come on, Dolores. And Marge is like, what's going on here? What is this, violence? Like, seriously, what is this even going on? And Dolores goes, she's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, and Frank tells us, you know what? I've known Dolores since she was 19 years old. And Dolores grew up on the streets of Patterson. And she's a street fighter. She got a fight in the bar. And she bit through a girl's two of her nails, okay? So when Dolores goes into a rage, you need to separate her.
What did that mean? She bit through to her nails. Like, was she biting a girl with mittens on, and then she bit through the mittens, and then it got the girl's nails?
No, I think that, like, the nails were the starting point. I think she bit through the nails. I think that's what it was.
I know. She's like a nervous fighter. They're like, Dolores, you've got to stop biting people's nails when you're fighting. Okay? You've got to find a healthier habit.
It's like, I can imagine Dolores being empathetic while fighting. Like, you know what? You should be very nervous right now because we're in a fight. You should be biting your, you know what? I'll bite your nails for you. Okay, let me bite your nails. There. That, do you feel nervous now?
So everyone's afraid of Dolores because she's from Patterson. Did you forget? Which Patterson sounds terrifying. Like,
I know.
According to this show, wow, how's the tourism board in Patterson doing?
Patterson does not always have a great reputation, and this show does not help. I'll just say that.
So Evan's like, hey, sweetie. He just comes kind of walking up. He's like, hey, sweetie, everything okay over here? And Jackie's like, she doesn't even know who she is dealing with. And he's like, okay. And just walks off.
She's dealing with someone who's very good at throwing a kick party. So then Dolores is over with Jen, and she's like, if you don't think I'm your friend, if you think I should support you more, you don't tell her, aka this. Well, now she's farther away, so now let's change it to that one. You don't change it to that. You don't talk to that, okay?
And Jen's like, I was just trying to be honest about my feelings. And she goes, you're not even close with her, Jennifer. What do you want us with her about? And she's like, but we're starting to be close.
But then she wants to pick apart your friendships. And then Jackie's like, I'm not picking apart her friendships. I'm telling her, because I guess Jackie has like arrived. She's like, I'm telling her so that she doesn't rely on someone who's not going to follow through.
Now, I think in this fight, Jackie's actually correct, because Dolores did say, oh, Jen, I'm on your side. And then once she was somewhere else with Marge, but she came back, and then she's like, I'm not on your side anymore. Stop your crying, all right? So I guess I can see what Jackie's talking about, but Jackie's going way too hard for stupid Jennifer, of all people. And Jen just fucked you over by getting you in trouble with Dolores. And Jen never apologized, and you're still fine. What's this new rule about Jackie's not going to get mad at Jen over anything anymore? It's the second time Jen has done this.
Yeah. Well, I still have my theory that Jackie is just investing in the I was a good friend bank. You know, she's just waiting to be able to. She's actually just like assembling a card that she can pull later on. Like, I was there for you. The I was there for you card. So Dolores is like, you know what? I've done more for my friends than you would ever do in a million years, Jackie. And then Jackie's like, well, you have no idea what I do. She goes, I can be friends with both of them. I don't take sides. This.
I am going through an emotional ringer right now. Okay, Jackie. So look at me. Look how emotional I am.
I know.
All right, I love Dolores. Everybody, look how emotional I am. Right.
Everybody should just go fuck themselves, because I know who I am, and I know how I've backed every one of these motherfuckers. That's Dolores.
So then Dolores is like, God, they can work it out themselves. And Marge is like, well, you know what? I would work it out myself, but last time, Jen, just, she didn't want to talk about it. And you didn't want to apologize. The last time was you just going, you know what, Jen, stop. You did it to yourself. Okay, you did it to yourself. So Dolores is like, let him talk. So Marge and Jen go to the side. now. And Marge is like, you know, but Jennifer, I didn't want to come for you. Okay, remember how I tried to walk away? I would take like 3 steps away and then circle back and then take 3 steps away and then circle back again. I was actually thinking about it. But you know what? Listen, you judge me. And she does the top of the finger counting where she's like, yeah. The top of my index finger is number one, where you're like, oh, yes. She's pissed. She's like, but you know what? You judged me for having an affair. You crucified me. And Joe's like, see you on the hill. I'm always the bad guy.
And Jenna's like, it's not the same. And Mark was like, well, it is the same. Okay, your husband is like me, okay? He started a fabulous fashion line that everyone loves and got sued by a whale once, okay? And you know what? You called me slutty for the same behavior. And that's what it was. And Jen's like, okay, baby, that's fair. I went in on you a little bit too much with your relationships. So suddenly Jen is pulling back, which I think that Jen is just exhausted by this. She just knows she doesn't have the stamina to keep fighting.
She really doesn't. She doesn't have the team to keep fighting. I mean, if she doesn't have Dolores now, she's only got Teresa, who's not there, and then Tracy, who literally, I mean, water her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So also, Marge, I think, finally made an important admission here, which was, I'm not saying general affairs are the worst. I'm saying I'm the cheater and Bill is the cheater. So you're forgiving Bill, but calling me a slut, which hasn't really been laid out yet like that. So I think put out like that, Jen was like, oh, so you're still saying you're a slut? Okay. I can accept it now. You know.
And then Jennifer's like, I'm just starting to realize that now that the way she's been boasting about her affair, that was a real trigger for me. Which is funny because Margaret's not boasting about it, but Jennifer still adds that sort of editorial comment to it.
She did, though. Marge did kind of boast about it. Well, I wouldn't say boast, but she definitely started the show like, I met my husband, I was married, he was the handyman, and that's it. It was romantic there, because she wanted to put it all out there before someone could be like, you cheated on your husband, or whatever.
Right.
And so she does kind of, I mean, she does put it out there, for sure.
I just wouldn't call it boasting, but Jen does, you know, Jen is still happy to make that dig. She's like, oh, now I realize how things are. You know, she's a slut, but even slut have feelings. So then she tells Margaret that she was quick to judge. And then she's like, you know, I mean, I was thinking, what if this girl that Bill cheated on me with was going around bragging about her affair with my husband, baby? If I ever heard that, that'd be so heart-wrenching.
Oh, it would be worse than heart-wrenching. She'd have a job on the show. Okay? Yeah. They would get her ass on here immediately.
That's exactly right.
So Jen's like, but I still got to tell you, I was very hurt by what you did. But you know what? I was hurt by the decision to put wires under your bra. But you know what? That's how bras are. So there you go. So they come to some sort of truce, and Jackie and Dolores are talking, and Jackie's like, listen, all I was saying was she should surround herself with people who really, and she's like, you're questioning my friendship with her? Listen, you know, it was just like this keg party. It was wrong. It's just wrong. All right. And if that worried her, you know what? I would call and say, you need me? Then you tell me. But this is not okay. This is not okay.
You know what? Dolores just brushes off people's feelings. And when I was going through the infidelity rumors last year, I was not okay. It put me on a really dangerous path with my eating disorder. And a real friend doesn't just assume you'll get through it fine.
What, are only mothers allowed to do that?
Yeah.
So, Mom, I broke my leg. You'll be fine. Mom, my finger fell off. You'll be fine. Mom, I think I have COVID. You'll be fine. Stay in the house. This is just fine.
Yeah, but also, like, that's my dad. You're fine. You're fine. Like, literally, like, the place is burning down. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So then we go back to Jen and Margaret, and Jen's like, listen, you ambushed me intentionally, okay? You ambushed me intentionally to hurt me. She's like, no, I didn't ambush you, okay? I didn't ambush you. Everything was out in the open. She's like, It's how I felt. It was like how I got so excited when I saw a fox on the block, baby. I was excited. It's how I felt. Do you understand why I kept it a secret, Bill, not the fox?
It's like, why would you keep it a secret? It's like, because of my family, my kids, my parents. I'm Orthodox. I didn't want to humiliate them. And Marge is like, it's not going to humiliate them. And she's like, yeah, well, my in-laws, they're going to blame me for everything, baby. And Marge is like, well, what are they going to say to you? And Jen tells us she imagines that her in-laws are going to say that she was a bad wife and she just wasn't sleeping with Bill enough. And that's why he had to cheat in the first place.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what also might be embarrassing for you that your in-laws might hold against you? Literally everything you've ever done on this show. Everything, Jennifer. So Margaret's like, well, you know, you're putting up a front to try to cover up for people. And you don't have to say how great he is. She goes, no, but it makes me happy to say how great he is. Bill's great. Look how happy I am now. Do I want another infidelity? I got to keep gassing up my husband's head, Marge.
And she's like, do I want to pass up another infidelity? I mean, what do I want to do? Gas up another infidelity, but not making him think I'm great, but not making him think he's great? And I was like, oh, wow. So now he's going to cheat on you if you don't make him feel great and manly enough?
Yeah.
This is called a toxic marriage. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly correct. I mean, like, this is the age-old narrative that, like, we're trying to push against that, like, oh, men can just do whatever they want. And if they do something that's terrible, that's not their fault. That's in their nature. It's the fault of the people who should know better and should be containing them. And that's like actually not the way everyone should be accountable for their own actions. Okay. All right. Just the way I was accountable when Vineyard Vines came after my ass. So, yes. I saw you made like a mouth face, like you were about to say something.
Oh, yeah. Well, this girl and I are farther apart than I ever thought. I mean, she's brainwashed into believing that all women are blamed for men's bad behavior. You know, not just the other woman, but the wife, too. It's actually very sad, which I agree with. You know, that's not anyone else's. That's Bill's fucking
fault.
That's
Bill. Ultimately, this is still Bill's fault, okay? And his decision and his choice, and he did it. So then Jen's like,
9 months pregnant.
Nine months pregnant. So Jen is like, well, I just don't want to hurt him, baby. And Margaret's like, well, you're not hurting him. Okay, you're the one who's hurt. Okay. So then things start to then like kind of settle down a little bit. And like things are settling down with like Jackie and with Dolores. So that's like the cue for Melissa to come in and start inviting everyone to the Shore House, you know, and Melissa goes up to Jackie and Dolores, like, are you guys good? And Jackie's like, yeah, we know how to talk like adults. We don't. I'm like, you guys just got into a fight over the word this.
So now there's keg stands going on, and Marge and Jen are trying to finish their nice conversation, you know, and they decide that they're going to move past it. And meanwhile, Frank's like, watching everybody try to lift Frank. As the keg stand is fine. It's like watching people try to lift like a car off of a pedestrian, you know? It's like it's not gonna happen. Okay, that pedestrian is dead.
It's like when they moved that spaceship through the streets of Los Angeles 10 years ago, when they had to close down La Brea, they had to get like an extra wide vehicle just to transport it. Like that's what they gotta do with Frank to get him up for on top of that keg. And the beer's just dribbling right out of his mouth. I know. The keg is structural integrity is coming into question.
Yeah. So, of course, Melissa's just going around going, we're going to the shore for my shore party, right? Yes, Melissa, everyone's dying for your fucking shore party, okay? I can't wait to see what neon cursive signs you've added to the collection. All right, we'll be there.
And then Tracy does a keg stand also, which is, you know...
She looks like putting a pencil in a fucking in a pencil cup on your desk.
She literally looks like this. She literally looks like my coffee with a straw sticking out of it. That's what it looks like. So now it's the next day. Everything is settled for the moment. So now it's the next day, and we go over to Dolores' house where we see Dolores. Dog, you want to match me today? You're getting as fat as me, okay? This is your new harness. Do you love it? The dog's like, well. I'm not fat. I have a contusion from falling up the stairs.
It's so funny to see Dolores dress her dog as a unicorn of all things, because I feel like Dolores is like, you're not that special. I feel like she's the kind of person to say that to your dog, you know, like, hey, listen, you don't have to bark at everybody coming to the door. No one's coming to kill you. You're not that special.
I also just don't think that I'm surprised. I don't see her as someone who dresses up her dog. I just see her saying like, It's a dog. It's an animal. You don't put clothes on an animal. We're not that type of people. Okay. I didn't grow up like that. It's a dog.
What are we? what are we, idiots? What'd she say about the family meeting? Like,
what are we
don't have family meetings. What are we losers?
Yeah, what are we losers? With dressing up dogs, having family meetings? What is this new age bullshit?
But this is Gabby living at her house, I think.
Yeah.
She's like, Gabby, all right, Gabby, I'll put the fucking unicorn thing on the dog we named Dog because it's that special. Okay. It'll be the most mythical beast in all the land, Gab.
You know what, dog? Stop crying. Dog's like, I'm not even crying. I'm a dog. Yeah, you know what? You're crying. You're weak. You're a weak dog.
So then Jen and Teresa are on FaceTime, but Teresa has a really bad connection. And it's funny how you still get all of the tree out of the conversation. So Jen's like, hey, babe, how's Boston? And she's like, hi, my home.
It's true. It's like, okay, so she went to Legal Seafood. She had some nice chowder and she went shopping with Adriana and Louis is there too. Got it. Totally understood it.
So then there's dramatic music because Jackie is going to the Renbrew Medical Center.
Renbrew? Yes, Renbrew. So at first I thought it was like, oh, this is a place where they make beer for Renaissance fairs, Renbrew. But then it was actually much more serious.
It's so, next to the turkey leg factory.
So the turkey leg factory. So so Jackie's going in for therapy, and it's a very serious scene. And these are those moments where I feel sometimes bad for these professionals, these medical professionals who get roped into doing these shows, because they're not used to being on camera and they get nervous. And this poor girl, her face was, she was pulling a Louis. She was so red. And I just wanted to be like, you don't have to be nervous right now. Like, this is a very forgettable scene that you're in, right? It's a serious but forgettable scene. Just don't worry. You can just do your job and we're not judging you.
Of course we're judging her. We're watching a TV show. Everyone's judging her. I saw something, thread like that. Like, oh my God, what was up with her red face? And then everyone was like, how dare you? How dare you comment on poor a woman's thing. Red face? And then it became this whole big fight. And of course I read the whole thing. I didn't even really notice that she was turning red. But I was thinking I would be nervous too. I mean, if I was there in this scene, I'd just be like, hi.
I just felt so bad for her. I just wanted to hug the lady. I just
what do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk? I ran some tests on you. It was fine. I pressed buttons.
So she's asking questions. And Jackie's just telling more about her struggles with an eating disorder and everything. And the lady is just sort of, it's like an information gathering session. And we're finding that Jackie has sometimes her fingertips go numb. She's always cold. Her circulation is basically terrible. She's not getting enough nutrients. And she also has like a really slow heart rate as a result of this. And when she gets up, she gets dizzy. So something that I thought was very interesting that they tell her was that it's not like she can just start eating, right? Like, don't just start like, you just start like, you know, say like, I'm going to start eating now. Because that would actually, it might actually kind of shock her heart into cardiac arrest. I had no idea that that was a risk. Did you know that, Ronnie?
Oh, yeah. Because I did that 43-day water fast, remember? A long time ago. And I got really, I lost so much weight doing this. And I just kept going because your body, like, just stops getting hungry. It was so weird. And I just kept going and going until my friend told me, I'm calling your mother. Like, if you don't stop this, like, this is a sickness at this point, you know? And I was like, what? I feel great. And, you know, my eyes were like, doink. I looked crazy. But yeah, you have to learn with that stuff. Like, when you start eating, you have to start eating like a bite of watermelon. And then later you can have maybe some broth. And then the next day you can have whatever, because it shocks your body. Your body will go into shock. Yeah, you can have all sorts of things happen to you.
I had no idea. It's pretty crazy. So that was basically that. So basically she is going to have to check with her doctor and make sure her body is okay so that way she can start the recovery process. So I learned something. So thank you, lady who works at Renbrew.
She also said something about guys. She's about how she got, you know, where her eating disorder stems from, you know, as you talk about when you have these discussions. And she was like, you know, I just remember being chubby, and then I remember wanting to lose weight, so I would cut more and more out of my diet until it was nothing. And I just remember in high school there was this guy who, I just remember overhearing this guy who said he wants a girl who he could pick up with his pinky, and those are all the girls that the guys wanted to date. And, you know, when I finally got there, people were paying me so much attention, I just didn't want to leave, you know? And that's just so sad, because so often it's for, like, approval of, it's like for fucking, basically. It's like for, it's for approval. Like, you want to be the most fuckable, you know? I'm not saying her specifically. I mean, all of us as humans.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be hot. But then you finally get one of those guys, and they're just such pieces of shit, you know? And they probably gave you something, too, you know?
And now that, like, same guy, and yes, he probably did. And on top of that, now that same guy is probably like, oh, yeah, the Kim Kardashian type is what I want. Now he probably wants someone curvy with, like, a little something on the bones, which just goes to show these women just get fucked over by guys left and right, you know, like, you know, take on an eating disorder because you want to get fucked by this guy. And then he's like, I want to move on to something. Like, do you like how I make a
you spend all that time?
I'm like, you change his mind now.
Well, this guy is a piece of shit, but it's true, you know, because different things. It's like when you make your little pencil eyebrows, and then 10 years later, people are like, why do your eyebrows look so stupid? You know, it's kind of like that with everything, you know. So you lose all this weight to get that type of guy. Then he's like, I want a Kim Kardashian. And then before you know it, you're putting fucking, you know, whole hams in your butt.
There's a lady who just died. A lady just died. I saw this headline last week. I don't know why. I think I looked it up when we were in that Uber to Los Angeles. A lady got had homemade or unlicensed butt implants, and I killed her. So, well, there.
I mean, unlicensed butt implants. I mean, seriously, people, come on.
Yeah, you don't. By the way, don't do that at anyone. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's like the old sayings, like, you don't, the things you don't buy at the dollar store, you know, light bulbs, batteries, condoms, butts. You don't buy butts.
Butt implants, they're trickier than you might think.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's. Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Commercial.
Now we go over to Dolores at a restaurant, and here comes Frankie. So Frankie comes in, and
speaking of, I love that we go from ass implants to Dolores. Dolores comes like bouncing in the restaurant, like, hey, were we just talking about ass implants? Because I'm not having it. This, all right, I'm not having it.
So Frankie comes in, and of course, like, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about it, like, how do you make fun? Like, I think it's so funny that Frankie is, like, such a good kid. Like, he's, everything he says is just, like, so supportive of Dolores and so, like, agreeable and just, like, cheerleading and everything. He's like he walks in, he's like, hey, mom, this place looks good. Look at this. Look, has a mother ever picked out a better restaurant in my life? I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to have a mother who can pick out a restaurant like this. The way you hold that menu, ma, it's great. It's great. Did they put oil on this bread or butter? I don't even care because you're here, ma.
Every time I see this, I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah, he's just trying to get laid because that's the Italian thing, you know? You know how a man's going to treat you by the way he treats his mother, You know, it's like every compliment he gets, Dolores is another ring on his blowjob bell. That's how I look at it.
Good for him.
So,
that's how you get your blowjobs, not by body shaming someone, by treating your mom right.
Well, yeah, it is a nice evolution of the behavior we see on this show, isn't it? So yeah. Dolores is like, all right, Frankie, oh my God, you're the most beautiful thing. Listen, hug me, but I don't want to get makeup on you. Oh, you've already got makeup on
that's
you.
That's okay, Mom.
Oh my God, you've also got makeup on your arm. Jesus Christ, you've got makeup on your whole shirt. Frankie, you've got makeup on your zipper, Frankie. Come on.
So then Gabby enters, and Frankie does a variation. We didn't actually hear too much. There he is, but Frankie does a variation of it, which is, look at this one. Look at this one. A big thing in Jersey, pointing out that someone has entered the room. Look at this one. And then Dolores has her version, which is, ah, doctor.
So she's like, all right, here's the thing. You guys are going to be living with your dad full time for the first time since you were born, all right? And so that's why I called this family meeting for losers, all right?
I tried to book a reservation at Loser Restaurant, but it was full, amazingly enough.
So Dolores is like, all right, Gabby, what's your problem? You don't want girls in the house, right? Is that it? You don't want girls? Fine. No girls in the house. I want it all out tonight. Everything we're discussing. Can we just start with running water and have the meeting when everybody's at a warm bath?
I know. That'll probably get a much better communication. So Gabby's like, yeah, I mean, Frank doesn't realize it's disrespectful when he has the girls over. So he walks in. He's like, hey, how's it going? Oh, well, can we get another candle here? Frank spat all over this one. It's out. Anyone?
And they've got double waitresses because I guess one's training. Yes. But they've got, it's like, does anybody want to wait on the Real Housewives? Like, both of us. So they're there like the waitress twins. And Frankie tells Frank, look at the size. Or Frank tells Frankie, look at the size of this guy. So they're like, okay, Frank, are you going to order a drink? And he's like, hey, yeah, I hear you make a good tequila bomb. And they're like, Tequila Mockingbird? He's like, do they bomb the birds? Good. I hate the fucking birds. Bring it over. Bring five. Maybe with a shot of espresso, too. Could you do that?
What a strange name for a drink. Tequila Mockingbird. Why even bring a mockingbird into it? I don't understand it. Frank, it's a book. Huh? What is it? Never mind, Frank. So,
the so things Dolores... all of your friends have thrown at them, Frank. All right. No, I don't want that.
Yeah. So Dolores like, all right, we're going to lay down some rules for the house. And ideally, we'll also lay down some railings afterwards. Okay. No boats, no hoes.
No boats, no hoes. And I'm sorry. I was looking at Tequila Mockingbird still. I was just transfixed. I was like, wow. I wonder what's in that drink. Probably tequila, Ronnie. Let's move on.
They probably like, it's like... Hey, so we're making a drink called the Tequila Mockingbird. We put some tequila in it, and we killed a crow out back, and we pureed it up into this cocktail. So Dolores
is like, listen, I don't want any trouble under this roof. And he's like, listen, I know you guys got concerns, okay? I know my lifestyle isn't conducive to a family living, all right? But I'm still the fucking father of this fucking family.
And Gabby is like, it's about being respectful to when there are the people in the house. What are you trying to say? You know exactly what I'm trying to say. No, I don't. I'm still kind of hung up on that whole Tequila Mockingbird thing. So I'm sort of, my brain's a little scrambled. Just be a little more clear about this. It's like, listen, you know what I'm saying? Oh, so I'm not allowed to bring women home and to have sex with them? Is that what you're saying? No women to bring sex home with?
And Dolores is like, that's right. No sleepovers. He goes, all right. So you got a girlfriend. You don't got a boyfriend. But you know what? What are you going to get a boyfriend and not have sex in the house? I mean, come on. Well, and what's sex anyway? Is it anal? What is it? Come on. Just tell me what.
Frank's like, we don't talk like that. Okay. You know what? We don't talk like that. Stop it, Frank. Stop it. And Gabby goes,
here's how we talk. We hear a bell and I yell up, is that bell for blowjobs or breakfast? That's as far as it goes in this house, you trash mouth, Frank.
Gabby goes, nothing is loud enough that we can hear it three floors down, like when your friend from Texas came over. He goes, oh, well, maybe your boyfriend doesn't satisfy you the way I satisfy my girlfriend. Floor's like, smacks him. Frank, stop it. I'm going to have to start calling you this. I'm going to call you this.
And Frankie's like, guys,
guys, this is disgusting. All right, this conversation is disgusting. Have this conversation in front of a mother. In front of a mother. And Frank's like, ah, this is coming from the guy with the ball gag in his room. All right?
Frank, the ball gag was a joke. Okay, first of all, when I bought it, I thought it was a toy for dog. All right, so first of all, there's that. And Frank is like, my family, let me tell you something. My family is the most important thing to me. And I promise you guys, I will not let my life take priority over your life. Now, excuse me. I got to go bang a chicken in Texas. Have a great rest of your family meeting. Bye.
Yeah. And Dolores is like, oh, by the way, we never even asked you why you're moving home, Frank. And he's like,
what? What do I tell people? I'm just going to die living on the shore? Okay. I need my family. I'm old.
Yeah, he's like, ever since you started the renovations, I'm like a gypsy. If anyone asks me where my home is, what do I say? My show house? I'm like, you get an apartment, Frank. Like, rent a place. That's what you say. And then he goes, then he tells us, look, you know, it's temporary. It's obviously not going to be my homestead. I'm like, Frank, you're not on the frontier. You're not a pioneer. This is not your homestead. Stop referring to this reno as your homestead in Jersey, okay? He's making himself into Sarah Plain and Tall.
Or taxes. Your homestead exemption. Don't forget.
Oh, taxes.
So Dolores is probably like, listen, you can stay there, but it's not your homestead. He's like, listen, I want it on the record on television. This is not my homestead, all right? I'm still claiming the place in Jersey as my homestead, all right? Get those taxes done, you guys.
I did forget there is. I'm like, who uses the word homestead? Like, the IRS is like, we do.
Yeah. So Frank's like, this is such a great opportunity or whatever. And then they start bugging Dolores about when she's coming back. And she's like, you know what? I want to be alone. I want to chill. I want to walk from the kitchen, then up some stairs to the living room, then up some stairs to the bedroom. Then I want to climb down the window so I can come in the front door to walk back into the kitchen and then up the stairs.
I want to be where the people are not. I wish I knew the rest of the lyrics. That's as far as I can go with that song parody. So Frank, I really don't know anything after that lyric. So then Frankie is like, listen, I'm just very thankful to be living with you guys, you know, like, and so he's like, oh, by the way, how's David, Ma? He goes, well, you know,
tell
what?
Tell her, Dolores, tell her, lay it out, Dolores.
You know what? We
lay
it out, tell him, Dolores, tell him, Dolores, tell him, Dolores. I don't see him a lot. He's been, you know, he's been asking to see me, he's been spending time, and we broke up. It's the end of the road for me and David, okay? It's motorcycles only from this point on. All cars must stop.
Fortunately, David's living room was the end of the road for the motorcycle, where the road should have actually been the end of the road, okay? I dumped his ass. That's what happened. And Frankie Jr.'s like, oh, this is horrible, Ma. It's horrible, Ma. You know what? It's horrible to hear that. It's just horrible. It's horrible to hear that.
And Gabby's like, but why? I mean, why are these kids so, like, emotionally attached to David out of any? I mean, I can sort of understand Frankie because Frankie worked for him, you know? But Dolores goes, you know what? The lack of communication. He didn't meet me halfway on a lot of things. He didn't even meet me a little bit. He actually just never even met me. Like, there were a lot of times I would just go to the restaurant. He just wouldn't even meet me there. I would just be sitting there at the restaurant. It was the hardest thing to do.
I just want halfway. All right, Gab. I would send a mental Uber to him. He wouldn't even get in the mental Uber. Okay? That affects my mental Uber rating. It's just disrespectful is what it is.
Sometimes I just sit and listen to that Kenny Loggins song, Meet Me Halfway, and then David just turns it off. Like, he just comes over just to turn it off. He's so upset about that.
He wouldn't even order me half and half, all right? It was just milk. That's all he would get, you know? I said, come on, it doesn't got to be cream. But halfway, Frank.
I never saw him more angry than the time we drove by a halfway house. He said those should be illegal.
He actually did a U-turn in the middle of the street to get away from it. ASPCA commercial. Okay, so I'm worried about this show because the commercial that I saw for the whole thing, like the whole 2 minutes, was the saddest ASPCA.
ASPCA. ASPCA.
ASPCA. Yeah. Actually, I just made it back. It was like support pies. You know?
American Society for the Prevention of Pie Cruelty to Animals.
Adopt a pie. I would totally do that. I would be the spokesperson. Yeah. Except you pie never best. See the pie again. It's like the creepiest pie adoption agent. I'm like the creepiest pie adopter ever. It's like, I don't know. I never adopted that pie. What are you talking about? I don't have that, a pie. Key lime dripping down my face.
Key lime criminal. That ASPCA commercial has been running on Bravo a lot. I saw it a lot, and you just hear Sarah McLachlan's voice in the background being like, she just sort of like, I don't remember how it starts, but I remember feeling like it was a tangent, like she really, it was something like, pencils are good to write with, but what happens when you can't even write like these animals? And you're like, wait, you were talking about pencils.
It is like that. It's like, imagine it being sunny outside, but you don't have a window like these dogs. Jeez. It is really sad. And obviously, I'm not making fun of adopted dogs. I'm just really sad that Bravo doesn't have, like, I need Bravo to have bigger commercials. You know, I want to hear, even if it's a local, even if it's like a Ford is the best in Texas.
Even that. I find it hard to pivot from going from the Real Housewives, where we're making fun of just like terrible people, and then all of a sudden we're meant to be have sincere feelings about something. I'm like, I don't like that pivot. Just give me a commercial of I don't know tires. I don't know,
anything rubber. I think would work on this. You
tires,
know?
Some of the treads,
yeah. Ziploc bags.
Yeah,
something, you know, Tupperwares. Glass.
Yeah, uh huh. Bring back that thumb that used to do those Glad commercials. You know.
Yeah.
With a little smiley face.
Actual rubbers. Ziploc. Might be rubbers. Good for Jersey.
The rubber industry. How about a commercial to support the rubber industry? Just like, you know, DuPont.
So now everybody is packing for Melissa's party at the shop. Woo, I'm so drunk already.
Yeah.
So Marge and Joe are packing, and Marge is like, you know what? I've got some green terry cloth here. I think we should match.
We'll be like little matching towels. Okay, Joe, are you ready? He's like, oh God, Margie, I just broke in my green polo. So then we see Bill is packing, and Jennifer walks in with a dress. She goes, hey, Bill. I got this outfit. It's pretty cute. It's like a little big on me, but whatever. It'll just make me look a little skinnier. They'll be like, you're losing so much weight. And I'll be like, it's because of all the stress you bitches are putting me through.
And Bill's just like, That's Bill the whole scene, just kind of perching there, staring like, why am I here?
I'm so upset about having to face everyone. I'll be there face to face with Joe Gorga, shirtless with his muscles glimmering in the sunshine, and Evan, little hairs on his chest perking up. Ooh, it'll be terrible for me, Jennifer.
Then over at Jackie's, all the family's telling Hudson he needs to cut his hair. He's like, what if I just licked my hands and then put them down on my hair? They're like, you, Hudson, you are so crazy. This is insanity right now, Hudson.
And then we go down to the Shore House. And Melissa and Joe Gorga arrive, and they're at the door, and Gorga's like, hey, as soon as I get down here, something happens to me. Horny. I get very horny. Hey.
Yeah, I'm so horny at the shore. Yeah. And she's like, listen to me. Don't get everyone drunk, Joe. Okay. I don't need people puking in my bathrooms. So he's like, always me. I'm always the bad guy. I was like, oh, God, now it's your fucking crucifixion boner. I wouldn't be surprised if he actually did have two dicks just to make a cross while he fucks, you know, like a good victim fuck in the Jersey Shore.
It's time for a commercial.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And then Dolores and Frank, they show up at their house, their shore house, and Frank's like, hey, when was the last time it was just me and you, Dolores, and our two dogs here? When was the last time? She goes, I don't know. God knows what you brought into this house, you and your orgies.
Don't ruin my weekend, all right?
So then Jackie's coming with Evan, and she's like, I'm excited to go, but you know, it's so much about food, and I don't want to talk about that. I'm worried about my heart rate now. You know what really helps? Consistent worrying. So I'm going to do this the whole way there.
And then she goes, you know, at Joe Gorga's house, everybody has to have sex. Lucky you.
And he goes, what do you mean? Which I thought was a weird end to that scene.
Well, no, I think he was saying, like, no, like, lucky you.
Oh. Then I definitely know what he means.
Yeah.
Ding. Yeah. So then Frank and Dolores are checking out the house, and she goes into the bedroom, and one of the posts on the bed, which it's hilarious, they have like a four-poster bed in this house anyway, but one of the posts is broken, and she's like, Frank, why is this post broken? And he's like, come on, you know, a girl was over, she kicked too hard, and boom, you break it. Come on, you mean to tell me in all the time that you and David was together, you never broke any furniture? And she's like, I mean, I broke a stool once when I threw it at the motorcycle in the living room, but I was alone. How can I break furniture having sex with no one, Frank? All right. It's like trying to have a sex life with an invisibility cloak. Okay.
Also, don't bring up David. Look how distraught I am. Look at my face. I'm out of control. I'm like a loser.
I don't want to cry.
Look, I'm positively disheveled, Frank. Don't do this. You know, I tunnel out when I to avoid emotion, you know. I tunnel out, and he goes, well, I can't believe you're crying over David. Okay, you didn't even cry over our divorce, Dolores. She goes, I cried. You just didn't see me crying. Look, here I am, crying again, out of control.
You just didn't see me cry, Frank. You can't see tears when your head is covered in barely legal vulva, Frank, from the shore, all right? Frank, like he was so sensitive there, checking on Dolores after he left her when she just had his baby to go fuck sleuths on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. So so we're learning, like, just like more, like, the fun times are starting up. And everyone's going to be coming to Melissa's tomorrow, and there's going to be a beach day and a barbecue, and Jennifer rented a shore house around the block, baby. And Melissa is saying how she just, like, even though Margaret and Jen have made up, she just doesn't trust Jen as far as she can throw her.
And then they put up that social media post again. She called us crooks. So that's their big fight that we're going to get to later. And so back to Jen and Bill. He's only going to be there for a couple of days.
Well, obviously you have to work, baby. But
he's like, well, is Tree going to be there? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, of course. We got a shore house. And so then she starts going through all the gossip, how she had some progress with Margaret. But then Dolores just started yelling at her for not believing that Jackie was her friend. And she's like, I don't like that. It was a bulldog attack, Bill.
And then she yells that she's a friend of mine, but all the proof shows otherwise.
I'd love Jennifer to be a lawyer. I think the proof is in the pudding, and the pudding's name is Dolores. So then we go back to Dolores.
Jen has no problem turning against any ally. I mean, I will have that. You're turning against Dolores? Dolores has stuck up for your stupid ass the whole time you've been here, and you've been wrong on everything she stuck up for you for.
Dolores has been, like, the most loyal friend to all of them. And it's crazy how they're just, like, coming for her this season. So Dolores is saying, you know what? My loyalty was questioned the other day. Jackie said to Jennifer, Dolores isn't really your friend. And you know what else? She's saying, I just want Jennifer to know I care about her. When we were leaving Teresa's party, you know what? We were all like, I feel bad for Bill. And she goes, I don't feel bad for him because he shouldn't have stuck his dick in someone else. Like, she didn't even say you shouldn't have done it. Say it. She said it fucking nasty.
She was right. What is wrong with you?
But by the way, I know. And first of all, she didn't say, I don't feel bad. She said, when you see the clip, she says, I just feel bad for Jennifer. You know, like, I feel more bad for Jennifer than I do for Bill. He shouldn't have been sticking his dick into someone's. And regardless of the semantics of it, Jackie is totally correct.
I know, but this is so Housewives to take something like that and turn it into something horrible. So, yeah, Dolores is like, Jackie wants to fuck with me. She's going to see what Dolores from Patterson is like when she's devastated.
And then Dolores goes, to me, it was vulgar. Almost, I mean, not as vulgar as Frank destroying this beautiful Ashley furniture bed frame, but pretty vulgar.
You were just talking about the ball gag that your son keeps in his room. So
I know, exactly.
He's like, well, I had to run over to you, you know, because I hadn't seen that look in your eyes in a long time, all right? You're vulnerable right now, so calm down. You hear me?
She's like, oh, my God, yes. Little windshield wipers come out on her eyes, little built-in windshield. I've known him so long, my body has just built its own little windshield wipers.
Dolores is also mad about Jackie because Jackie just even – not even – first, she's saying that she's mad at Jackie because she felt like Jackie could have said, like, I don't agree. But that she feels like Jackie went in on Bill. And she goes, I mean, you're still talking about the husband who she stayed with, who she loves. I'm like, no, Dolores. Okay, you are wrong in this one, Dolores, because, yeah, she stayed with him and she may love him. But that doesn't mean that Bill gets a free pass for doing what he did. Excuse me. No.
I know, and it's weird coming from Dolores, because I know a lot of it's projection, right? Like, she still loves, I mean, I don't mean love, but she still loves Frank, who did that to her, you know, who totally fucked her over and actually left with the girls, you know? So maybe it's kind of projection.
I think it is, but you're right.
Also, why does Dolores get to come on for years and be like, I love Frank, but he's a piece of shit. He fucked everything. What he did to me, you know, she gets to do that. And Jen isn't even the one doing it. And also, yeah. It's totally correct to say, I feel worse for the woman than the man who was sticking his dick in something else.
Yeah, Jackie was not going around being like, he's a piece of shit, worthless human being. She's just like, I feel worse for Jen than for Bill.
Yeah. So then Marge and Joe arrive to pick up Jackie and Evan for this trip. And Marge is like, Joe, I don't want to show my cooch caboodle, Joe. That's for you, Joan. So they start gossiping while over at Mel's shore house. Joe's like, I'm going to get everyone, eh? I'm gonna take all this water, you know, the only filtered water probably that we got in this house. I'm going to pour it out, and then I'm going to refill it with vodka.
Sounds great. So then Tracy arrives, America's sweetheart Tracy, and she's like, oh my God, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Oh my God. And Melissa's like, welcome to Missy G's. Hey, I thought it was Joey G's. Nah, the women rule the roost here down at the Jersey Shore.
Tracy. Yeah, it ain't Joey G's. I'm always the bad guy. All right, I'm always the bad guy. Hey, where's my man?
Oh, Tiki's still at home. He said something about too embarrassed to show his face in my presence anymore. I don't know. I think he was joking around.
Yeah, he's at work. He still gets work. Good for him. And then, of course, Joe's like, man, you must spend some money, right?
You must spend some money. Women, am I right?
Women. Right?
Hey, the best way to keep a broad is to make sure the broad is keeping you from being bankrupt. Marriage.
So Tracy goes alone to a party and is handed a glass by a man and goes, ooh, wait a minute, that's not water. That can only happen in 2022 in New Jersey, okay?
Yeah.
Anywhere else, Joe would be in jail right now. Thanks.
Yeah, he basically pranks her by pouring her a glass of water from the sparklets thing, but it has the vodka in it. So she's like, oh my God. Glad I didn't take a big swallow. First time I've said that in a long time. Who puts vodka in their thing?
So then in the other car, Evan's like, hey, is Tiki coming? You know, that's all the husbands care about. They're like, is Tiki coming on this thing? And Evan's like, you know, Tiki and Louis, they're both good additions. And Marge goes, I mean, okay, let's not exaggerate.
Oh. I thought that was... That makes so much more sense. They're really good additions. I thought Evan was saying, you know, Tiki and Louie, they're really good at dishes. I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, that is good to have at a weekend to have like two people who love doing dishes. That makes much more sense.
I don't know if Tiki's good at dishes because I've seen him iron And I didn't trust his ironing either. His ironing was like, remember? He's like, please don't talk to me. So Marge,
as long as Tracy's there, he'll be doing that. He'll be cleaning that one dish for a very long time. He's like, she's still talking. Okay, that dish will be sparkling because he'll be just not willing to put it down and talk with her.
Yeah. So Marge is like, I mean, let's not exaggerate. Okay, you know what? I want to like Louis. I really do. But the jury's out. Let's not forget, you know, the video. And Ben, it came out on social media again today. People saying his family don't like him. And then we see the post. This is on Bravo and Cocktails _. Great account. Love you, Bravo and Cocktails. Follow you. Anon, please. Then a bunch is blurred out. But I know a family member of his, and he is in all caps bad news. Like, ellipses, it's really terrible. I can't get into the details. I don't know if I believe that you know this cast, because you're using proper ellipses. There's three dots. And you knew how to say it's properly. And usually on Jersey posts, that doesn't happen.
And, you know, I believe this blind item, but I also believe that this is the most generic blind item of all time. Like, this is like the gossip. His own family members don't like him. What a horrible dude. Really knows how to pick them, and people in her close circle have been warned of him. So, like, basically it's like, here's the blind item. Louis's own family doesn't like him. I'm like, I think I need a little bit more than that, because, like, really anyone could say that. Like, I could literally write to any, like, get onto a Finsta and write to anyone and be like, you know what I heard? You know what I heard about Jackie Goldschneider? She doesn't have human legs. Yeah, donkey legs. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, I guess. But I don't doubt it, especially because he's acting just so fishy about everything, you know? Like, I get that the guy's being nationally humiliated, like, publicly humiliated right now. But he's also acting really fishy, which we'll get to at the end. So Jackie's like, you know, I wonder what Tree's going to be like when we're all together. You know, but she's just going to do what she did at the last party. Keep saying she's going inside to wash her hands, when in the meantime, she's in there doing damage control for this guy, you know? And she's just going to shut it down. That's what she's going to do. She's going to shut it down.
Yeah, which is actually exactly what she's going to do and what she does do. So then now Jennifer's family arrives at their Jersey Shore rental, which is like, did you notice there was like some sort of like stork etching or some sort of wading bird that was etched into the glass in the front door? I was like, I'm sure that's actually what sold Jennifer on this property. She's like, oh, God, look, they got a bird on the door, baby. We're going to get it. We're going to get this house.
Hey, they've got two back doors and the front door with a bird. It's mine.
Is that a stork? I love a stork. Sold. So then, so they're loading in, and then Gorga, meanwhile, is making gross commentary about sausages. Like, you want an Italian sausage? She's like, you always got to go down that road, Joe. He's like, yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, he goes, there is no other road. That's what he said. So then Marge and Jackie arrive, and Melissa's already doing her squealing thing. She's like, I'm so drunk already.
Yeah, and she makes those declarations of, I'm such a fun drunk. I'm such a fun drunk. Really trying to sell her, like, funness on us.
And then Joe's like, hey, Marge, drink this. It's water. Drink it. Marge. Hey, guys, she's going to drink the water. Marge, drink it. She's like, hey, this isn't water. He's like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
Margaret, who doesn't drink, he's like, ah, it's a good one. And Joe Bonino, meanwhile, is like the one. He's like the deckhand on Below Deck who just has to bring in all the luggage. You just catch him just bringing bag after bag. I don't know how they got all those bags in the back of Evan's Audi. It was, but Joe B is the one bringing them all in.
So as if Jen's kid is psychic, he goes, Mom, I need you to cut the pineapple, baby. And then Teresa walks in. She's like, hi, yeah. Did I hear about pineapple? It makes your vagina taste good.
I'm still sweet.
So then she's like, yeah, Louis going to come over later. I mean, because he went home. He got three dogs, you know. And I'm God, I'm Maron. I make them on weekends. Oh, my God. I told Louis and the daughter, my daughters and the God and the pool guy. They're all staying at the house. So anyway, she's staying at Jen's house this weekend.
Yeah, so I go sit outside, and Jen's like, I sit out here in the mornings, baby. And Teresa's is like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's real nice out here. That's the boat that they put trash on? Look at that. Look at that.
It's like, just a barge. It's like last year when they went on a boat ride. The opening credits when Dolores is just like on a boat, like being all glamorous, and there's like giant industrial facilities in the background. So Teresa's saying like,
yeah, Boston was exhausting. I mean, but Louis came and he didn't have to do that. Like, he came with me and that was nice.
And we got an adjoining room. And so we could all three, me, Adriana, and Louie, we can like watch movies in bed. And she was like, no PDA, Ma.
It was a really good movie, but it was a little hard to follow. It was called Paw Patrol. It was really good. I like it a lot.
So Jen updates her on the party. She's like, Jackie was nice to me. And Teresa's like,
that's nice. So Jackie's being nice to you.
She's all mad. Now Jen's going to be friends with Jackie. And she goes, and Jackie told me that Dolores isn't being a supportive friend to me.
And then I had to talk to Margaret. I actually think that what she did do was not so wrong either. That's what Dolores said.
And so Teresa's like, what?
And she goes, yeah, and then Jackie came over, and it went left. I don't know, somehow it went left. It's almost like someone threw Jackie under the bus. I don't know who would do that, baby.
Patterson, Dolores came out. And Dolores is mad at me for listening to Jackie. But, like, how are you really loyal when you don't see what Marge did was wrong?
Teresa the whole time is just looking at her phone like,
She's barely paying attention. She's like... looking up the plot description for Paw Patrol.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
So Teresa's like, listen, we're going to go to the beach, but then, you know what? I'm here at this house instead of my own house,
so we should do the barbecue that I was planning here. You don't mind, right?
I'm like, whoa, springing a last-minute barbecue for, you know, 15 people and the crew. Sure,
By the way, this is clearly, this had to have, this must have been Louis's work, right? Because since when has Teresa's family ever gotten in the way of shooting, right? She'll push all her kids and like their babysitter and like the Uber that they arrived in. She'll push them all into frame if she needs to, you know? But so suddenly she can't film at her house because there's too many people there. I think this is Louis. I think Louis was like, he's clearly scared, right?
100%. And Louis's been sitting, and she's been sitting there on her phone the whole time, which is also not really like her. You know, it's like she's getting orders from Louis.
Yeah.
While she's sitting there supposed to be shooting a scene. Hey, Louis, how about you don't come to the shore? How about you stay the fuck home instead of making this entire episode about your fucking drama that you refuse to engage in?
Yeah, I guarantee that he probably is saying little things to her like, you know, it just feels like it'll be a lot having camera crews there at the house. I mean, oh God, Tree, did I forget to tell you that I invited everyone to the house this weekend? Maybe we shouldn't film there. I don't know. It seems like a lot. You know, he probably was saying those things. She's like,
yeah, it seemed like a lot of it.
Well, that's one of the traits that they always say. I've learned this from Lifetime movies about people who you think maybe, or there are rumors to be allegedly abusive in some way, is separation from everyone you know and everything that's important to you. You know,
that's
and,
exactly
you know,
right.
Everything that's important to Teresa is this TV show. So
that's right.
I see the separation starting to happen, sir.
Yep. So now over at Melissa's house, so Evan's bringing bags upstairs. Guys, in case you're wondering what happened to those bags and what Evan's relationship were to them, he brought them upstairs. And then Joe Bonino pulls Jackie onto a bed. He's like, wait, I never been on a bed with another woman in 10 years. So it's like fun and games still happening.
You know, Bonino, you need to cut this crap out, okay? It's kind of cute when it's like, wow, I think Dolores is hot, but now you're just like skeeving on people's wives. Okay.
Yeah, there's and you
like
already
a line. There's a line, Joe Bonino.
And you do have a track record of cheating on your wife, so maybe like, you know, just be aware of optics.
There's a line, Bonino.
The line, Bonino. I mean, just stay in the sea foam.
Come on, Joe. You know what I'm gonna wear? I think I'm gonna wear my caftan. So Joe follows Melissa, and this is Bonino. He's following Melissa. And Melissa's like,
what, you like my ass? You know, I'm about to see your wife's cha-ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching-a-ching.
He's like, what? You've seen it a million times already. So she opens the door and sees Marge naked. And she's like,
I'm so drunk already.
And then downstairs, Evan and Joe Gorga are doing shots. And Melissa comes down. She's like,
Joe, I walked into Margaret's bedroom. She was fully naked. I'm like, yeah, that will probably happen if you walk in on someone changing. She's talking as if Margaret were walking down the Jersey Shore completely naked. Like, it's a very normal thing for someone to be naked when they declare that they're changing into a caftan.
So they're laughing in the kitchen because they're gathering to go to the beach. And Jackie's like, have you already been feeding Evan this vodka? Because he's already sticking his dick up my back. And they leave. And then Jen and Tree leave their place as a garbage truck passes. I was like, wow. I'll tell you what, Jersey really does clean up its trash. Got a lot of trash cleanup.
Well, yeah. Things. Yeah, those trash companies, trash companies in Jersey, that's a whole other issue. So
all of those completely legitimate trash pickup companies
run by
in Jersey.
Upstanding family businesses. So that trash gets taken out. Don't you worry. So everyone's going to the beach. And Frank, oh, wow, there's a lot of people on the beach. Dolores, so many people on the beach. Remember when I used to work out on the beach? Remember that, Dolores? Dolores.
So Teresa's like, yeah, I used to hang out here in my 20s. And Dolores tells us, oh, yeah, Teresa was a fist pumpian and a partying and doing it all right? Seems like yesterday. But I was the daughter of a cop. So I was very sober. I was laying out. But I did have a lot of fun. Okay. When did you bite through the girl's mittens in so deep that it got her nails?
The mittens. It was never established if there were mittens in the story, okay? But I believe that there actually were mittens. Let's be honest. It probably happened in January. I know. I like that. Dolores painting herself as the goody two-shoes daughter of the cop. Also, we haven't mentioned that like every 5 minutes on this episode, they just showed another vintage photo of Dolores from like a low angle. It's like, here's a photo of me on a merry-go-round, not happy about it, from a low angle.
Yeah, any picture they show of Dolores from any time, you don't want to fuck with Dolores. And that's
she's
true.
Always pissed.
Dolores, turn around for the picture before you go on the water slide. And she's like...
It's like a million photos of her. Like, here I am, about to take my final exam.
Every picture says, what are you going to do about it?
Really? This is when you decide to take a photo, Mom?
Yeah.
So
she checks in with Jennifer. She's like, Jen, how you feeling today? You got a little upset the other day, but that's fine. That's normal. And Jen's like, oh, so now I have a right to be upset, Dolores? Well, thank you for acknowledging, Dolores, that it's actually normal to be upset when the whole world has found out your husband has cheated on you. Normal humans have feelings, baby. Thanks, Dolores.
Gosh. Listen, I mean, Jennifer, here she is asking for some more support from Dolores. Dolores is like, got the note. Here I am checking in on you, supporting you. And the first thing Jennifer does is just like shit on it. It's like, why? Right. Why is she surprised that people don't want to support her?
And she also takes things the wrong way every time because she's taking it as Dolores giving her permissions to have feelings. No, Dolores was saying, you were a fucking bitch to me the other day at that party. But, you know, I know that you were in a place, mm-hmm. so that's okay. I'm going to let that's it exactly pass today right. and not drown your ass in the fucking ocean that we're at right now. Okay.
So then Joe Gorga shows up. He's like, what's up, my man? Another variation on, there he is. And Melissa's like, oh, my God, I've been drinking since 10 a.m. Who wants to be fondled right now? Fun time, Melissa.
Oh, she's so annoying. So then let's see. Teresa's like,
Oh, yeah, guy. All right, so there's a change of plans because we're still having that barbecue, but now we're going to have it at Jen's house because I got a house full of children and parents. And, you know, we're still doing the barbecue. We're just going to switch addresses.
And she just kind of keeps talking, and it's really uncomfortable. And the clown music is even playing, right? And everyone's just looking at her like, why are you going on this much about changing the address of a party no one cares about?
We've also I know that I personally have dedicated a lot of real estate in my notes document to like the logistics of this barbecue that has moved from one place to another. I'm like, why are we getting so much screen time about this? Why is there so much discussion? They're just going to a barbecue. Also, Ronnie, I just noticed something when Melissa said that she's like, I've been drinking. Who wants to be fondled right now? Tracy then replies and goes, well, you know, after a couple of drinks, Melissa gets a little bit more, you know, fondling. And then Dolores goes, yeah, she's come close to finger banging me. And I'm like, who's the, I love that, like, Dolores is like happy to be like, yeah, she likes to finger bang me. Oh my God, Jackie, you're so vulgar. Listen to the way Jackie's the vulgarity coming out of Jackie's mouth.
The vulgarity. So the guys are cheersing, and Joe's like, you know, here's to Louis and my sister. You know, I just want him to be good to her. And, you know, the internet thing. I jerked off to that thing like 10 times. Who else? Who else?
Hey, Dolores! Dolores! Stand back up a second. Stand back up. Yeah, I just wanted to look at your side boob. Okay, you can sit back down again.
So Joe's talking about how after the keg party, when Margaret said that Dolores had slept with Joe before, that he woke up that night and Mel was standing over him like the exorcist, like, did you have sex with Margaret? And his answer was, are you still on that? Still no answer. Still no answer.
So so they're talking about Louis and everything. Teresa is, and Melissa.
No, Teresa goes pee-pee. So the girls are now gossiping, right? So Tracy's like, so is Bill coming? And Melissa's like, no, you know, who cares? So Marge is like, listen, you know what? Teresa seems happy. Okay, she seems happy, right? And Melissa's like, yeah, but, you know, you guys all agree, like, we hear stuff, but, I mean, the guy's very charming in person, right?
Mm-hmm. And Marge is like, well, he is charming and he's good looking, but so is a car salesman.
I have to disagree with Marge there. I've had a lot of car salesmen, not charming or good looking.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually true. I don't think I've ever had a good looking or maybe charming, but never good looking. Sorry.
I would say more forceful. Like, oh, you don't want it? Totally understand. You're signing this. You're signing this, right? Okay, I'll just be over here while you sign that. Okay, I'll just be over here while you... And by the end, I'm like, why am I driving a tiny little Fiat that I don't even fit into?
So then Joe B is like also talking about Louis over with the guys. And he goes, you know, there's so much crap coming out about him. Sometimes when there's so much smoke, there's got to be a fire. Am I right, guys?
So Marge is like, oh, you know, it's upsetting. You know what? I get it. It's upsetting. So why don't you just address it, right? Am I right? Am I right? So then the food is delivered and they start eating. And Dolores is like, look, I just want to relax, ladies. It's the first time I've been at the shore since, wait for it, because I'm devastated, since David and I broke up.
It's my first time. Now, admittedly, David and I never actually went to the shore together. But, you know, I always thought Dave and I were a sure thing. So just to go someplace near that word, it's very difficult for me.
So Tree is still staring at her phone, texting, you know, doing something. And they're like, Teresa, did you hear me? I broke up with David. She goes, why
didn't you text it at me?
Well, because it wasn't easy for me to even talk about. I mean, and the other thing is, you know, I'm taking it very bad. Horrible, in fact. Look at me. I'm eviscerated. Can you see the tears coming down my cheeks? I can barely even get the words out of my mouth.
Well, did you break up with him before the party? Because Teresa, she blew up a jacket. And I know you've got a temper, Dolores, but that was a lie.
Jennifer totally removing herself as an instigating agent from that. Like, just make it seem like Dolores just lost her mind out of nowhere. Right. And Dolores is like, Jennifer, I'm sorry you were hurt. But you know what really got me? Why is Jackie coming all of a sudden being a friend with you when you're fighting with her friend? Sorry, this is just the emotion coursing through me right now. I apologize if I rose my voice there.
Well, I think she realizes what I'm going through and how cruel this was to me. This whole thing has just been cruel to me.
And Dolores is like, well, you want to know one thing? Your friend over there, this... You want to know what she said when we left the pool party? She said, I don't care. He shouldn't have stuck his dick in somebody else. She does this like little imitation of Jackie.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't believe that Jen even thinks that that was so bad. But she understands that this is a moment where she's allowed to be mad at someone. So she goes,
who says that? Who says that?
And Jackie. This is a friend. This is a friend. And she's like, that is the most disgusting, foul thing anyone could ever say. You just called someone's mother a slut like last year.
Yeah. Jennifer, can you hear me through this wall of emotion that is consuming me right now? If you can, blink twice. Okay. Jennifer, She's fucking playing you. Don't be a pussy about this. God, I hate the vulgarity of Jackie. God, I can't stand it so much. That fucking pussy.
It's just fucking gross.
So now we've got this huge fight about to happen over literally nothing, like the dumbest thing. And so yeah. Jen's like,
she said that? Wow. Saying that about someone's husband who actually did have an affair? Disgusting.
She has to specify that because she's separating it from the rumor. Like, she's going with the whole Teresa, this is way worse because it actually did happen. It wasn't just a rumor.
Right. But also, like, Jackie was literally defending you. Like, she was literally saying we should care. We should be supporting Jennifer more, right? So then Jen goes, who else heard it? Who else heard it? Was there a pizza bagel involved? And Dolores goes, it's all a blur to me. Like I said, I'm consumed with emotion and sorrow.
I just want you to think about it when she wanted to be your friend, all right? Was it before she said that? Was she after? Was it after she said that? I just want you to open your eyes a little bit, okay? Well, first of all, it was before they made up officially and became friends, just because you're pretending that you actually care. And why are you always standing up for the cheating asshole of a husband?
Every single time.
Every time.
So now they're having this whole conversation, and then Teresa's like,
oh, Louie just texted. There's so much traffic.
Like, thanks for the update. Thanks for the traffic on the tens.
Well, it's just Teresa just spouting out lies that nobody's even asking her about.
Traffic. Louie texting.
So then Joe's like, hey, I texted Louie, you know? And he said, I just drove down. There's so much work. What's up with that, guys? What's up with that? Why is everybody asking about, who cares? That's all Joe Gorga talks about.
I know. So now they all go to their respective homes. And Dolores is back. She's like, oh my God, it's so hot out there. I was getting a headache from crying too hard. Am I right? And then we go to Melissa's house and Joe Gorga's like, who wants an espresso? Anyone want an espresso? An espresso, anyone? Marge's like, listen, okay, you know what? I got to shower. I got to do my makeup. I got to make a duty and I got to have iced coffee in that order. Okay.
So Jen and Tree. So Teresa's like,
the chef is going to be here in a minute.
So then Jen's just basically going through the house, checking on the kids, this and that. Teresa goes to get ready when the chefs come. And then Louie calls Tree. Okay, so Teresa goes upstairs. Whenever you see someone go into a room and shut the door and the camera doesn't immediately cut, you know it's going to be good. So she shuts the door and we just hear, how far are you? And he's like, I just want to get out of here. I just want to get out of here. She's like, why? What? Wait a minute. I'm mic'd, all right? He's like, take it off.
So she takes off her mic and then Melissa gets a text. And she's like, oh my God. Okay, everyone, report from Fun Melissa. Teresa just texted me and was like, don't say a word. Make sure you do the right thing. Back up my boyfriend. Like, guess what? You know what that means? She's going to freak out? Yes, exactly. Also, I haven't had my little duty yet, so excuse me. I got to go. Bye.
I love that Melissa's just reading that to the whole cast.
Yeah, don't say a word, and she reads to everyone.
Yeah, so then we see the cameraman who's obviously been told to get the fuck out of the room by Teresa, right, is instead on the second floor putting the camera down.
we're
watching this through the, you know, breaks in the stairs or whatever, the stairwell or whatever. So a lady's telling Teresa, she's like, listen, Teresa, we just want to talk. She's like, what happened with Louie? Well, we just, you know what? We want to talk about it because we met him in the parking lot and he's pretty upset.
He's like, did he talk to you about it at all? Like, I think he feels like everyone's talking about him and he wants to know why. And she's like,
well, I told him not to come if he feels like that.
And then Teresa gives us this bullshit.
You know, Louie didn't sign up to be antagonized and, you know, or questioned or anything. Like, I'm in the public eye, not Louie.
No. Yeah. Actually, yes, you are in the public eye and you've been in the public eye for like 10 years. And Louie knew what he was signing up for. And he can't have it both ways. He cannot court.
Louie literally signed up for this.
Be on TV. Okay. And then not expect to have these scenes.
Sorry, he literally signed papers to do this. Okay. He had to sign the papers to do this. He literally signed up. And she's like, I'm leaving. I swear to God, you guys is the devil. And so now she's yelling at production, really for no reason. They haven't done anything except say that Louis won't come in.
Right. And then she starts saying this bullshit. She's like, you know, they're not happy for us. They want to sabotage us, which is like, I mean, this could be Jax and Brittany. This could be any number of these codependent relationships. And Pusha's like, well, where are you going? She's like, I'm leaving. Why are they still filming? She's like yelling at them to turn the cameras down.
Yeah, it's like, why are you still filming? Go fuck yourself. I'm serious. And then dramatic music as she drives off in her rose gold Range Rover that she would only have from being on this show. So,
yeah.
Teresa.
No, Louis 100% signed up for this. We know this because they had that whole ostentatious arrive, like when Louis arrived with the flowers and everything and setting everything he does. He's like very much aware that he's on the show, but I think he thought he could control his narrative and he can't, and he's losing his mind. Sorry.
Yeah, he wanted to, you know, come on and be the charming new Louis. Leading man. And unfortunately, you've got a lot of stuff about you out there.
Yep.
Can't stop it, right? You just can't stop the beat.
Right? Can't stop the Louis beat.
Music. Everybody, thank you so much for coming to us, watching us, listening to us. Thanks for putting this in your ears. It was sexy for us. Guys, thanks for being here. Don't forget to get tickets for our live shows. Get those at crappens.com. Watch what crappens.com, because that's when we're going to be coming out. Okay? St. Paul, Milwaukee, Chicago, Philly, Washington, Pittsburgh, Denver. I mean, the whole world, basically. So go over there and get it. If you want this on video, it's on Crappens On Demand over on our Patreon page. Stop by crappensmerch.com to get some new merch. Okay.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.